From Yem's New York City, I'm Jacob Brand. Recently, there have been handfuls of incidents in schools. Mass shootings, fires, burglaries, etc. have affected the lifestyles of students all across the country. On February 14 of this year, 17 lives were lost and 17 others were wounded in Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, which made the shooting one of the deadliest school massacres in the U.S. 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz was arrested and charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder and 17 counts of attempted murder. Police and prosecutors have not yet offered a motive and are investigating a pattern of disciplinary issues and unnerving behavior. In Kuala Lumpur, the capital of Malaysia, at least 21 students have been killed after a fire broke out at a school in the early morning of September 24, 2017. School incidents keep stacking up like hay. Are schools really trying to prepare students for this or not? They have to open their eyes and ears to listen up to what students have to say about this. Okay. Okay, so today we're here with Georgie Retsinas.
Hi.
And today we're going to be talking about fire drills. I have a couple questions for you. So, do you think that fire drills are effective for the school?
I think that no, fire drills are drills and they're supposed to help schools to maintain like an organized state when, let's say there is a fire in the school building. And I think that, you know, they can be very helpful and they have the potential being helpful because let's say there is a fire and or there is any type of, you know, emergency where we need a drill. I think that they're really helpful to show kids what they need to do. And then I just had an example of if this were to happen.
The same about lockdown drills?
I feel the same, and I think that, you know, they're very helpful just in case there is somebody who's trying to hurt children. You know, now in this day and age, let's say school shooters, for example, it's a really big issue. And I think that, you know, lockers can be, you know, the difference in kind of like the a small thread between, you know, kids getting hurt and kids not getting hurt and there being a stop to school shooters.
Do you feel that our school or any school in general should practice fire drills and lockdowns more often?
I mean, I haven't gone to any of the schools. This is my school. I think that we should practice lockdowns more often because more often than not, there's more school shootings now and different types of, like, I guess you could say burglaries in schools than there are like fires. And I think that, you know, we have fire drills maybe like every, like 2 days out of a month. And I think that we have lockdown drills like every 3 months. And I think that we should have a lockdown drill at least like 2 times a month to make sure that, you know, like there's a sufficient amount of organization. That way, you know, we can keep our.
Great, thank you. Now we can conclude from an active middle school student's opinion that we should focus on not just fire drills, but also lockdown drills. According to a survey given to students in New York released, 71% of students believe lockdowns and other drills should be done weekly. From Yems in New York City, I'm Jacob Brand, and here is next time in Ms. Grodner's class.